Start again from the Gemara on Daf Yud Aleph Omer Aleph. Two lines from the bottom. Tnan Hosom state in the Mishnah in Erevin as follows. Lo Yamed Odom B'Shus HaYochid. A person should not sit in the Shus HaYochid, stand in the Shus HaYochid, I mean, V'yishte B'Shus HaRabim, and drink in the Shus HaRabim. That means there's a water fountain in the Shus HaRabim, his body is in the Shus HaYochid, and bend over and drink. Or likewise, the opposite. B'shus Rabim, don't stand in a public domain in B'shus Rabim. B'yishta and drink from a water fountain in B'shus Hayochid. Avol, however, im hichnis roish of ruba l'mokim shul shoysa. If you put roiv of your body, majority of your body, roish of ruba, into the area that you're drinking from, into the shus that the water fountain is, so then it's mutter. Then you're mutter because then you're not being moitzi. The Rashi says the whole shash is it's a gzera. Why? Because when you're going to drink without roiv your body, you might take the cup that you're drinking from out to the rishus, shema yoytzi akli elov, so you b'chai v'chatos. That's the whole reason. Mashenken by roish ruboy, not going to bring it out. You bring it out because you're standing in a different rishus, you'll bring it towards you. But if you're roish ruboy there, there's no chash, there's no gzeira that you'll bring it out. That is how Rashi learns the sugi. Tosis Grad says that even if you have roish ruboy, your stomach is in the other rishus. Because you're standing in one rishus, and even if you're bent over roish ruboy, your stomach is in the other rishus. And that he says, the hanoch is not the stomach. The hanoch is the bliya where you swallow. So that's not a chash once it's roish ruboy. Zog di gemorah daf yud alef omid beiz, v'chein begat. Now, Gemara soon is going to explain, what does v'chein begat mean? V'chein begat what? Gat is a wine press. Zog di gemorah, first the gemorah asks a different question. Ibailu, karmelis mai, this chash that we said, that a person is not allowed to oimid b'shus ha-yochid, v'yishte b'shus ha-rabim, or b'shus ha-rabim, v'yishte b'shus ha-yochid, because he might bring the kli towards you. What about by a karmelis? What if I'm standing in a karmelis, and the water fountain is in the shus ha-yochid? Or I'm standing in a shus ha-yochid, and the water fountain is in a karmelis? Are you choshesh? Are you goyza also from a karmelis to a shus ha-rabim? We know you're not allowed to carry me the rabbanon from a karmelis to a shus ha-rabim, or karmelis to a shus ha-yochid. But this whole thing is only a gzera. You might bring the cup towards you. So that's a gzera l'gzera. Gzera number one, you might bring the cup to you. To what? To a place of a karmelis, which is the rabbanon. So it's called a gzera l'gzera. That's the question of the Gemara. Ibailu, karmelis mai. What's it in by karmelis? Rabaya, he. The top of your dalma from the base. He. It's the same gzera. Just like you say that it's also from a shus rabbim to a shus yochid to drink, because you might bring the cup to you. Also, if you're drinking from a shus rabbim to a karmelis, and you're bending over without roish v'ruboy, it's also a gzera. We say the same thing. He. Zog drashi, k'shem shosanu zu, b'mishlo seinu, kach zu asura. Rova omar no, he guf a gzera. The karmelis itself is a gzera, because it's only drabonon. You're going to say, you're not allowed to drink from a karmelis to a shus rabbim, meaning bent over, because you might bring the cup towards you. That's itself a gzera. To what? To a gzera drabonon. So merely not goes a gzera gzera. B'kivega has a gewaltig kash over here. B'kivega frekt azoi. He says, even from a shus rabbim to a shus yochid, it's also theoretically a gzera gzera. Why? If you're standing in a shus rabbim and you're bent over to a shus yochid, to the water fountain, it's also gzera gzera. Because after all, originally, when he goes to drink and he bends over, his intent was not to bring the cup towards you. His intent is to drink over there. Narvos, what happens is, I just changed my mind. Instead of leaving my cup in the other rishus, I suddenly decided to bring it in. So that's called nimlach. Nimlach is no maisakira, it's ready biyodoy. The maisakira was done with the intent to remain there. So it's only the rabbonon now. Once your intent was to remain in that rishus, and now you change your mind, it's the rabbonon. So on a drabonon, you're being goyzer now, you might bring it towards you. So to b'kivega, every yushus ram, yushus yochid, is also gzera l'gzera. Because the whole akira was not with the intent to bring it towards you, it's to remain over there. So if it was meant to remain there, it's now it's nimlach that you suddenly have it in your hand, that's it's a drabonon only. So on a dad, you're goyzer that you might bring it to you. In fact, b'kivega, yushus yochid, to yushus rabim, is also gzera l'gzera, if your intent was to remain in that yushus. And it doesn't answer this kashi, like the tzarchian. Zok the Gemara, so we have a Yisodis the Gemachlekes Abai and Rava. Rava says it's a gzera l'gzera, and Abai says no. Kamlis my hihi. Omer Abai, Yemeno Amino Lo. I'll bring you a proof that what that it's also by Kamlis. The Katoni. Now go back to the Gemara that we said before. V'chein begat. We said v'chein begat. We brought a mission in Erevin. The Loyam b'shus Aram b'shis to b'shus Yochid. V'chein begat. So Gemara, what does it mean v'chein begat? My gat is wine press. If the gat is a shus hayochid, you're not allowed to stand in Rishus Rabim. And bend over to Rishus HaYochid, the Gat, Tanino, we know that already. It's repetitive. You're saying the same din. So if the Gat is a Rishus HaYochid, that's the exact same thing as saying Rishus HaYochid. Rishus Rabim, but the Gat's Rishus Rabim. Tanino, we know that too. It says Liam b'shus yochid v'yishter b'shus rabim. So what are you saying? V'chem begat
el olav. What's gat? Gat's a karmelis. It's not gavoya asora, but zuchov adalot. It's a karmelis. And it says v'chem begat that we make this gzera lest you bring the cup towards you when you go bent over to a karmelis. So we see that you make a gzera, and we say hee hee, and we don't say gzera l'gzera. So we see clearly right like a baya. Rovom, I know. V'chem begat linyan maisa. V'chem begat is not gabi the same sugi we're discussing now. That is a gzera chshash that you might bring it out, and we see the issa hoitzo. We make a gzera even to a karmelis. No, v'chem begat is a whole new sugi like gabi maisa. The halacha is that a person is chayev to take off maisa. It's issa tevel when you eat an achilas kva, an achilas aray before gmar melocha. It's mutter. Gmar melocha, then for sure it's also gmar melocha. Then it's also even achilas aray. It's very fire, it's done. So gmar melocha by the wine press is when the wine, after the separation of the musk and everything is fermented and everything, then it goes into a bar, into a pit. That is called the gmar melocha. Before the gmar melocha, when it's still in the gat, when you're by the press itself, so then it's not the gmar melocha yet. So now, an achilas arai is muta, achilas kvai, we're a goyza. What's called an achilas arai? When a person is in the gat, that's called an achilas arai. You don't drink usually a cup of wine in the wine press itself. That's arai. Mashenka, when you're out of the gat, when you bring it home, then it's already considered kva. So when you're in the gat, it's achilas arai. What's considered being in the gat? Zok the Gemara v'chein begat. If you're oimed b'shus rabim and you're bent over to the gat, that's called being an achilas arai. That's called being in the gat. You don't have to physically be there. It's even if you bent over. That's what the Gemara is saying. V'chem begat. No shaykes to the sugi over here that it's a raya, that it's he, that we don't say gzeir l'gzeir. Chova oma v'chem begat l'nye meiser. V'chem oma rav sheshes v'chem begat l'nye meiser. The Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah. Shoysin ala gat, a person allowed to drink on the gat in achilas aray before the gmar melocha, bein ala chamin, say if the water that was used to dilute the mezigas ayayin was hot water, bein ala tzoinin, or cold water. Either way, it's called achilas aray, upotter. You're potter from trumas if you drink over there. It's not considered you drank devil. Divra meya. Rabbi Lezer, Reb Tzodik Mechayiv, he says, no, drinking in a gat doesn't make it achilas aray, and you are going to be chayiv. It depends. If it's hot water, meziga, then you chayev. Because hot water, once it gets, it's hot water, you can't return it back to the wine press because it gets fermented with the hot water. So you have to drink it. So you can ultimately finish it. So that's called nekva. Cold water, you can take a sip and you can put it back into the wine press because it doesn't get fermented. It doesn't get ruined if you return it. So maybe you can return it, so it's aradik. So he differentiates between chamin or tzoinen. The Gemara explains what I just said. By tzoinen, you can return leftovers. It doesn't get fermented. It's not hot, so you can return it. So it's called kva aray. Mashenken chamin, you can return it. It's called kva. So al kaponim, there's no right to the sugi of gzera l'gzera hihi, because we're talking about the sugi of meiser, that v'chem begat ven roisha v'ruba is in the gat, it's considered like you're there. Emel, it's an achilas arai in your potter for meiser. Toys over here, deva maschil, omra abaya menoa minolo. And abaya once say that we are goyrezer gzera l'gzera, and we say kulichal gzera, it's hihi. Umena minolo de gazino gzera l'gzera, zok toysus, davka bohitso goz abaya. Meaning, Dafka by itzol, like we said in Daf Beis, itzol zom locha grua. So over there we say you goes exer exera. V'chol ha'hani the ma'aser raya ayir by itzol. Avol ba'alma loy gozar. Avada this din of exer exera is not stam ba'alma. Rabbi holds you goes exer exera. You don't say stam hihi. It's only because of malocha grua, because of the chavivas of itzol, the malocha grua. But it's one of the aspects of malocha grua that you even goes exer exera. Other cases, not other melachas. But other melachas, of course, Abai would agree that you're not going to gzeir l'gzeiro. But only by melachas hoitzoh, which is dafka boitzoh, like pashas, because of melacha grua, so that's why you're going to gzeir l'gzeiro. Zok de gemara vaita. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah le'yetzah chayit b'machtoi, a chayit cannot go with his needle. Somach l'chashecha, close to nightfall, meaning before Shabbos, because he might forget and he'll carry out on Shabbos. Shem Yishkach V'yetze. My love, what are we talking about? The Tchuvah Lo B'Bigdoy. Not that he's carrying the needle in his hand, but rather it's pinned into his clothing. Now, that is not considered a regular Derech Hoytzah B'Kach, because that's already an Ola Issa D'Rabbonon. And yet we say a Gzeira that you're not allowed to go Friday afternoon, a half an hour before Shkia, with the needle pinned into you, you might carry on Shabbos. Well, the carrying in this fashion is Gufa D'Rabbonon. So it goes Gzeira, Gzeira. So we see clearly a Raya to Rava, the Gvaldiga Raya. Because it's not the normal way of carrying. Oh, the Gemara is going to say for a Chayit it is. Exactly. But right now the Gemara is assuming not in your hand is Drabonon. So if it's Drabonon, we still goes the Erev Shabbos, so we see it goes Gzeira, Gzeira, Hoitzo. Like Taisa said, these are all Hoitzo Dikarayas. Because by Hoitzo, that's where the Machlokes is. Zog the Gemara, Tinan, Yetzachad, Bemachta, Somal Chashecha, Shemishach, Vietze, my love, the Trubla be Big Doi, which we see is Drabonon Dikarayas, and still you goes a. Zog Gemara, Lloyd, the Nokla Biyodi, we talk about he holds in his hand. Zog Gemara, Toshma, Lo Yetzachad, Bemachtoi. Chayit is not allowed to go with his machat. Hatchuvla bebigdoi pinned into his clothing. My love, Erev Shabbos. We're talking about on Friday. So we see Goyz Gzeira Gzeira. So come on, Loi. That Bryce is referring to Kitan Yib Shabbos. He's not allowed to go Shabbos, which is an Issa D'Rabbonon. In a Chanami. It's not in his hand, but it's on Shabbos itself. It's not a Gzeira Gzeira. He's not allowed to go Tchuvla bebigdoi. Kitan Yib Shabbos. Fegmo, we learned clearly in the Bryce, Erev Shabbos, Tchuvla bebigdoi. Vatani Lietzachad Bemachta, Tchuvla bebigdoi. Be Erev Shabbos in Chashecha. So we see clearly. You guys exeiro exeiro. Homani Rabbi Yehudi, like you were saying, the oma uman derchum nosei chayev. This is not a drabon de koitzo. An uman for him, it's the regular way of carrying a machat. This is how a chayit carries a machat, because that's how they a regular person is biyodoy. But a machat is truvla be bigdoy. The tanya learned in a brayza, but yetsi chayit be machat is truvla be bigdoy. So even if it's erev Shabbos, it's only one gzeira, because it's the regular way of carrying. Meaning on Erev Shabbos, or a carpenter should not go be kisim. He sticks it in his ear, his kisim, his toothpick. Or a comer be meshicha shabba oznoi. He has a strand be oznoi around his ear too. Velaygardi or a weaver be ira shabba oznoi. They keep their professional utensils in places that others might not store them over there. They do. That's what they do. You walk into a suit store. The tailor in the back of the store will keep his sewing kit in his ear. So for them, that's the norm in order to carry it in such a way. So even though others do not carry the utensils in such a manner, they carry it in their hand, but they do. Zog the Gemara, or tzava, bedugma sheba tzavara, a painter wears a sample around his neck to show people. V'loi shulchini bedina sheba oznoi. For them it's the derech, a shulchini, someone a money changer. He carries a dina sheba oznoi. V'im yotzo, if you go out in such a fashion. So, according to Tanna Kama, Rameya holds potter aval osa, divi Rameya. Because the mice at the end of the day, he holds that even though for them it's fashionable, normal, but since for the most of the people it's not, so mele botla daitum, we don't say it's considered a derech hoitzah in your potter. However, Rabbi Yehuda oimer, umen derech umnosoi is chayev, it's umnosoi. So we're saying it's going to Rabbi Yehuda. So it's not called gzeira gzeira. Umen derech umnosoi is chayev. You don't look at what other people carry, how they carry. You look how these umnim carry. Derech umnosoi is chayev. V'shakol odem is taka potter. So the Yisrael Yisrael Machlokes is, Rameya agrees that a woman carries this way. He doesn't argue in a Metzius. But since other people don't, it's not called a derech hoitzah even for the woman. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, woman derech umnosi is chayev. So we had a brayse before, lo yeitzei chayit b'machte erev Shabbos m'chashecho. Aye, it's truvla b'bigdoi. So it's gzeir l'gzeira. Kong to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not gzeir l'gzeira. It's woman derech umnosi.
We're talking about on Shabbos, this brayse?
Before we had a brayse that says, lo yeitzei Uman chayet b'machta erev Shabbos truvla b'bigdoi. So we had a kasha gzeir l'gzeir. So he's saying no. Kong to Rabbi Yehuda, it's uman derech umnosoi. But this brayse itself could be talking about Shabbos itself. Correct. Rabbi Yehuda's Yelamaisi yepotter from achatos because it's rabbonon. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, yechayev achatos. It's not a gzeira. Without erev Shabbos, will be a gzeira. Avari not chayev achatos. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, on Shabbos itself, yechayev achatos because that's uman derech umnosoi b'kach. But the original Bryce was talking about Erev Shabbos, where we wanted to bring a Raya Gzeira. We're saying it's a Kong to Rabbi Yehuda. Tosis Bavorns, we find later on, Rameya says, if someone's carrying something in his mouth, he's Chayev Echatos. So you have to say the same thing. A Kong to Rameya, that is Derech Hotzah. Michael is Derech Hotzah Befiv. So then Taki would be chayiv. Zog the Gemara, Tony Chado, lo yetze azov bikisoi, azov, that's bal sholashrius, is chayiv a carbon. Zov bal shterius, that's the no, it's chayiv a carbon. But the point, because he has to see if he's bal gimelrius. So the zov had a special kiss to see if he has an emission. Lo yetze azov bikisoi, azov is not going on Shabbos with his kisoi around him, vim yotzo, but if he does, he's pot avalosa. That's one braisa. V'tanya yirich v'lintin another braisa. Lo yetze, he shouldn't go out, bikisoi, vim yotzo, is chai v'chatos. So we have a steer in the braises. Oh my God, Yosef, loikasha. Hora meyer that says that just like we said by an uman, even if it's derech umnose bikach for him, but since the velt doesn't do it, so the same thing with the zov. The zov does not, he might carry, but people don't usually carry a kiss over there. So meyla yitaka potter, it's potter avalosa. However, that's going to meyer. Hora abuda, the braise that says yichayev is going to abuda that says uman derech umnose bikach. So for the zov to go with a kiss, it's taka normal. Zok the Gemara, what's the raya? Omale Abaya, Eimad the Shamele L'Rameyer. When did Rameyer say that your pot avel osa b'midi the lav hanu hainu urche? It's not the derech to do it. It's not the normal way of carrying. Meaning, it's not the derech hotzah. Derech hotzah is biyad. Derech hotzah is not in your ear, around your ear or something. That's not the derech hotzah. However, b'midi the hainu urche. Everyone's in agree that the only way a Zov can carry a kiss is in that oifen. There's no other way of carrying a kiss. You're not carrying a Zov doesn't carry a kiss in his hand. That's not the way of carrying. It's only Bekach. So here Rameyer agrees that you would be Chayev. How could you compare it to Rameyer's din? Rameyer's din is talking about an item. An item you carry in your hand. So this person maybe does, but upon him, it's Ein Dech Hotzoh El Biyad. Mashenkin over here, this is the only way that a Zov can carry. The other person can carry it in his hand. Azov can only carry it around him. So Mail over here, Rameyah would agree. So why is he telling it to Rameyah? Zog the Mogah, Eimah the Shamlin Rameyah, Bemidi the Lavainu Urche. Something that's not Urche at all. Bemidi the Hainu Urche, Mishamatle. Something that's Urche, Mishamatle. Dilo Teh Mahochi. If you're not going to differentiate, as we're saying now, Elamiyato, Hedyet Shechoka Kav Bebikas. If you have a Hedyet, not a carpenter. Not an uman, a regular hedyet. That was choka kav bebikas. He took a piece of wood and it was made a chakika. You're going to tell me that you're potter because why? Because he is. You have to be an uman to be chayv in something. If you're telling me that even though that's the way that you choka kav bebikas, but since I'm not the professional, I'm potter. Avada, he agrees that a zov, that's the way that you carry. That's the way that you chokik. You chokik, that's what you do. So this is what how a zov carries. So of course you agree that you chayv in such a way. Otherwise you're going to tell me, anytime you chokik kav, because only an uman is chayv, since in hedyet doesn't do it, of course, he might not do it. He takes a piece of wood and he drills in it, which is on Shabbos. Zog Rashi. Hedyet, it's not darker bekach. You're going to tell me every not darker bekach. It's not derech for the hedyet to do it. Hedyet usually is not a carpenter. So you're going to tell me he's potter. So the same thing over here. Of course he's chayev because that's how you chayke kabe bekas. So Rashi, hoil veinu uman vein derech hakika bekach. Hochenami de potel rameyer im kelo mechayev rameyer b'shabes elo umnin elo hakorach hoil v'chol derech kikosu shal ze bekach mechayev hochenami hoil v'chol derech etzol ze. This is the way that Azov carries. So Mel Avari Yechayev. Elamiyate Hedyet Shchokik Kabe Bikas B'Shabbes Rameyah Ochanamid Lo Mechayev. Elom Rav Anuna. We're answering the original Brisa. We had a stira. We don't tell me Rameh Rabbi Yehuda because Rameh's din is only negaya by where it's takenat derech to be yotze b'truvel or b'bigdoy b'etzem it's b'yodoy. Mashenkin by a kiss. Everyone agrees that's a derech. Elom Rav Anuna. The pshat in the Brisa that says. Pot avalos, and the other one that says chayev is loy kasha. It depends what kind of zov. Like we said, a zov is only chayev a korban when he has three rias. Kam bezov bal shtei rias. When he is bal shtei rias, so it's the derech to have a kiss to know if you're going to be a bal gimel rias. So then taki a chayev. Kam bezov bal gimel rias. He's already chayev a korban. So the kiss for him is not necessary. So in order to know if he's going to be a zov. So for them, it's for then you talk a pot avalos. Zok the mora. What do you mean? Ma'ishla zov bal shtei rias the chayev because why? Do me boil a lebdika. You need it in order to know if you're a zov bal gimel. Zobal Gimel Nami Meboile L'Sfira. You need to, after your Gimel Rias, you have to count Shiva Nekiyim. That means you have to have spotless Shiva Nekiyim. So he also needs a kiss to make sure to see if he's not going to have a Riyah. So even if you're Bal Gimel Rias and you're ready Chayv Karban, you still need the kiss. Zog Gimel Nitzcha Ela L'Boy Bayoyim. Meaning, when does he start the Sfira? V'sofa L'Shivas Yomim, it's only the following day. The day of the Riyah itself, Oysa Yoyim, is not part of the Minyan Anakim. So Mamela, for the day itself that he saw the third Riyah, for that day he doesn't need the kiss. And on a Gimel Riyas, he's Takapota Aval also on that day itself. He doesn't need it, because the Sfira doesn't start till the next morning. Zog the Gemara, you still need it for practical terms. Vomi Boyle Kadesh Leitan for Kalev. You know why you need the kiss? You need the kiss in order not to soil yourself. So you might need the kiss. He needs the kiss as protection. True, you don't need the kiss in order to see if you have a carbon because you're ready Bal Gimel Rias, Lafuki Bal Shtei Rias. True, you don't need the kiss for the Maisa Sfira because Boy Bayoim, you don't start the Sfira till the next day. But you need the kiss to make sure that you're not soiled. So in Be'etzim, you need the kiss. And to the Gemara of Zera, Haitanu the Omar, Kolai Tzulei Tinuf Loikachoshiv. Whenever you're doing something for Atzulei Tinuf, only to protect yourself from being soiled, that's not choshev enough to be considered a ma'isa hoitzo. And that's why it's part of a losa. Now the etzem sugya that the Gemara says that miboyle lebedika azov bal shtei riyas, he needs the kiss for bedika, bal shalosh riyas, does he need it to when he starts the sphere or not? The point is, carrying something that is needed or carrying something that is just for protection, so that's a big discussion in the poskim, legabi lemoshel lemoich dochuk. For an Isha, that after a Hefzik Tire she puts in a Moich Dochuk, is she allowed to go with the Moich Dochuk to Rishus Rabim or not? Is it Miboyle Lebdika? Is it not? Is that would be the Shaila Legabe, the Maisa Itzo or not? And Michaz Yitzchak has a tshuva on it, and others discuss this at length. We'll stop over here, the bottom of the Omid. We'll continue Mitzchem tomorrow, the Sugi and Machshirin of Atzulei Tinuf Loikal Choshev.